leading the news this morning. The federal government is trying to secure the release of three Australian anti-whaling protesters being held in a Japanese surveillance boat. The trio illegally boarded the boat off the West Australian coast early yesterday. The government concedes the men may be taken to Japan where they could be prosecuted. Teams will be clearing oil and debris from New Zealand's Bay of Plenty beaches today after a wrecked cargo ship split in two over the weekend. Up to 300 containers have now fallen overboard. Hundreds of tons of oil was spilt and thousands of birds killed when the ship ran aground back in October. Lightning has caused a fire at the trouble-plagued Orica plant in Newcastle. One of the stacks that vents hydrogen from the Kurang Island ammonia plant was struck by lightning just after 10 o'clock last night. The plant only reopened last week after it was closed because of a chemical leak in August. A bushfire is burning out of control near Carnarvon in Western Australia. Authorities have issued a watch and act warning for the area north of Carnarvon to the Manila Roadhouse. Residents are being urged to prepare to defend their properties with strong winds expected for that area. And North Korea has marked the birthday of its new leader, Kim Jong-un, with a documentary on state TV. The film shows him as the country's supreme military commander, inspecting troops, saluting, and sitting in a tank. He's described as a genius in military strategy. Kim Jong-un's age isn't known, but he's believed to be in his late 20s.